The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 648.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey of self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is the host of the podcast called Chatting with Asians, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Angelica Holm. Angie, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more by yourself to the listeners.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Yeah, I mean, I'm doing great. A little bit more about myself. As you know, I'm the host of the podcast Chatting with Asians that focuses on Asian Americans who followed unconventional careers and have broken stereotypes along the way of being a doctor or a lawyer or an engineer. But a little bit more about myself, I'm a San Francisco native who also had a very unconventional career path herself. I graduated with a degree in information systems from SF State, and then I worked a couple of years in accounting. And then I switched into marketing analytics. And I've also traveled and kind of lived around the world in cities such as Hong Kong and Helsinki, New York City and Los Angeles. Right now, I'm kind of in between jobs where I'm trying to switch from marketing analytics into HR/people operations because I love meeting new people and talking to them. So that's where I am right now.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Angie, what's your cultural background?
I am Chinese American.
Thanks for sharing that. And what'd be your favorite self-confidence quote?
So recently, I had an interview with one of the co-founders of The Cosmos, which is a community for Asian women to flourish and thrive. And it was such an amazing conversation, super insightful. And so the quote is from that conversation. And Cassandra Lam, the co-founder, said, "We've had a voice, but finally, I think there's an arena where we can be heard, and we're deciding to build the stage versus waiting for someone else to build the stage for us." And even though that quote was about the topic of how to empower other Asian female creatives, I felt it was so relevant to also an attitude that you can apply towards self-confidence too.
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And I think, you know, it's great, especially, you know, as women, Asian women, we never feel like we can start anything, not realizing we can. And there's reasons why we do what we do. Like this podcast, I decided to start it because I felt like, you know, there wasn't any support system for Asian women. And, you know, when we have that kind of support, we have that confidence as well to go out there and start our own thing, right? And, you know, every little bit counts, right? When I first started, there was hardly any Asian female podcasters. Now, you know, more and more are popping up, which is great. And it just has to start with us, right? You know, knowing that we have a voice and we have various platforms to be heard, right? So thanks for sharing that great quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
To me, self-confidence means kind of three things. First is knowing your strengths and weaknesses. Second, it's trying to learn how to quiet that inner critic or that inner voice that tells you no, you can't do it. And the third is to be unafraid to express your personal values.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, when I was reflecting on this, I realized I had a very happy childhood, but it really wasn't until I turned into a teenager, kind of with raging hormones and everything, when I had started to question my identity, my future, and, you know, started comparing myself to others, especially during high school. A lot of it, I think, had to do with the model minority myth and kind of societal expectations of getting into a UC school or an Ivy League school system, you know, only pursuing business or science degrees. These were the only avenues that were considered successful. So not only did I do poorly in high school because of lack of self-confidence, but I went to City College, you know, to kind of earn my grades and transfer, but was actually forced to stay an extra year just due to the 2008 budget crisis. And so I kept feeling this kind of existential weight on my shoulders and kept internalizing it really until my early 20s.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think, you know, we all can relate to that because we always feel like we're never enough. We feel like, you know, especially as an Asian person growing up in the States or in North America, it's like sometimes we're like the only token Asian person, right? Or there's not that many. And like you said, like that model minority myth, right? Like sometimes people define us by our cultural background, right? thinking like, oh, just because you're Asian, you know, you're not going to do as well or something like that, right? But what was that point in your life when you realized that you were more than enough to go out there and be who you are and, you know, have that confidence to take action? What was that aha moment?
Yeah, you know, I think I don't think I had an instantaneous aha moment, but it was really more of a slow journey to kind of building my self-confidence again through baby steps. The first memory I have that really felt so deeply rooted in my reemergence of self-confidence was when I applied to a study abroad program, got in, got to spend a year living abroad in Hong Kong, which led to a summer internship in New York City. Eventually, I started working in LA, where I got to work with big brand names. And, you know, both personally and professionally, along the way, I've made really amazing friendships and grew connections all around the world. And so I think through these experiences, which, you know, took about 5 years to 6 years so far, it took me a long while to realize that, you know, I was starting to make choices that fulfilled me and my expectations. And I grew more confident knowing that I was depending less on anyone's opinions to create a wonderful life for myself, really on my own terms.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love how you mentioned, you know, you took baby steps to do it, because a lot of people feel like they have to make this big leap to boost their confidence, but it's actually these small actionable steps that yield those great results, right? And knowing that you have a choice, right? We have that choice to, you know, either live by someone's expectations or live life on our own terms, right? And you decided to live life on your own terms. And after that, what's your life been like now?
You know, once in a while, I still struggle with self-confidence. I think just because, you know, as a human being, you just continue growing and learning. And also this year I'm turning 30, so that's a big, you know, milestone. But I think I'm more conscious and making more of an effort to learn what self-care looks like for me. Last year in 2018, I experienced a lot of life transitions. I've experienced being burnt out from a job, anxiety and depression, quitting that job, moving to a foreign country, moving back home, being fun employed for nearly a year, just a lot of things. And so this year, I'm really looking to kind of hit the reset button on my life. And so what that looks like to me is I'm currently seeking therapy, career coaching, and money budgeting advice. I'm trying to carve out at least an hour each day to practice self-care, whether it's reading a book or stretching or just even having a really nice, thoughtful conversation with friends. So I'm slowly rebuilding a routine, and I'm really excited for what that'll look like.
Thanks for sharing that. You know, I'm grateful that you're able to share something like this, right? Because not a lot of people, you know, most people are afraid to share that, you know, they've been through all this stuff, right? And are afraid to rebuild or press that restart button. But, you know, you're excited about pressing that reset button, right? A restart button. Because, you know, embracing the unknown can be a great thing. Most of the time we're so afraid of the unknown because we don't know if, you know, we're going to succeed or fail, but you're just excited about it. You know that, you know, great things are going to come to you. And yeah, it's not always going to be a walk in the park, but it'll be, you know, a life worth living. So I'm really grateful that you're able to share that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you'd give to her?
Yeah, so I really thought about the kinds of advice that I wish I would have received when I was younger. You know, I was such a perfectionist. So if you're a perfectionist like me and constantly worry about the future or that you're not measuring up to others somehow, take a step back and just forgive yourself. Reflect on the strengths and accomplishments that you have right now, and it'll really remind you of how resilient you are. Another thing that's really helped me along the way is finding other role models of self-confidence. So for me, mine is Beyonce, but it can literally be anyone, like your family, your friends, celebrities. The last thing that I wish I had gotten advice about is really adopting the mindset of just doing instead of thinking. Like if there's a job opportunity that you really want to go for, or like an event or a party that you feel like would be a good opportunity to meet new people, just do it. You know, learn to be your best cheerleader and not your worst critic.
Thanks for sharing those great tips. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do or check out your podcast, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, for sure. So Chatting with Asians is very active on Instagram. You can just find me at all lowercase letters, the way it's spelled out, Chatting with Asians. You can also find me on anywhere really that you listen to podcasts. So if you search for Chatting with Asians on iTunes or Spotify, I'm on those platforms. You can also find me on Anchor.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Angelica, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Angelica's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just want to thank Angie for taking the time today to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Angie.
Great. Thank you so much, Sheena.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free audiobook by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.